These are my
shoulders.
This is my all of
leg.
It.
Leg.
And this is my
foot.
Two of them are
feet.
Now, we've gone through all of the body parts. What is the term you use to describe someone who has been sick? And you might say, gee, you sure look
peaked.
Now, if someone is strong, would you ever use the word strong where you would use the word stout, or do they have different meanings for you?
Well, I'd think they mean the same thing in my language, like I talk.
If you refer to a stout man, now what does this make you think of immediately?
Strong.
All right. Rather than being fleshy, mm-hmm. This would make you think of strong. All right. If someone's always laughing and joking, you might say, he sure is.
Funny.
Mm-hmm. And if he's always in a good humor, you can say, he sure is.
Good natured.
All right. What does the word, if you're referring to a girl who maybe has rather loose morals, you might say that's some kind of girl. Does this bring a word to your mind? Okay, there's this same word is sometimes used to refer to people of just the ordinary working class. And in this case, it's not downgrading the people. You refer maybe to the aristocracy or the rich people versus the some kind of people.
Poor people.
Yeah, but not poor necessarily. Okay. The word I'm thinking of that is common. Now, what kind of meaning does this have for you?
Well, the common people are usually the low-income people.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to be low down. The fact is, the common people are usually the best moral people in our society, I guess, as a whole.
Now, have you ever heard the word used, though, to refer to someone of low morals, like a common girl?
Mm-hmm.
Or,
well, not common girl, but I can't remember what the you had asked a while ago.
Well, it doesn't really matter. What I'm really trying to explore is whether it has a good meaning to you or a bad meaning.
Oh, well, it wouldn't be good.
If it's used to refer to an individual, does this sometimes have a different meaning than if you refer to, say, the common man or the common people? Now, if I said a common man or common people, would this have a good meaning to you?
Yes.
A moral, good moral meaning?
Yes.
All right, now if I said that girl sure is common, what would this mean to you?
Well, it could mean she's as good as anybody else.
Oh, really? It tends to have keep a good meaning for you. All right. If someone refers to a person as being lively, say she's quite lively or she sure is lively, now does this mean, what does this mean to you?
Well, it means that she would have a good personality and be active and want to do things and just most anything, take part in things.
Would you use a different word? Would you use lively to refer to both young people and old people? Or would you tend to use a different word meaning young people and a different word for old?
Well, it would refer mostly to young people, but there are some lively old ones.
Mm-hmm. Would there be another word you might use more to think of older people, when you think of old people?
Well, yes, there is a word, but I can't remember what. And I've used it some, I'm sure. But I can't remember what.
Spry?
Yeah.
Say it for me.
Spry.
Okay.